morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is June 3rd, 2021. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by 100 Love Spells. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If you do not change direction, you may end up where you are heading," by Lao Cho. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Freezer Spell. Freezer Spell is a 2 ounce tea, 2 to 3 minutes steep. It's green. So this is a refreshing tea that will brighten your day with creamy sweetness and sunny lemon notes. It has green tea, apple pieces, orange, lemon, marigold, vanilla, and cream flavoring. So I thought we would talk about oranges. We talked about lemons last time in Magic, and now we're going to talk about oranges. So this information actually comes to us from moodymoons.com. It's actually one of my favorite kind of quick reference websites. So it is 10 ways that you can use oranges. So first, you can pile them on your Litha altar. Oranges in particular are associated with the high midsummer season. And they are commonly, which is when they commonly come into harvest. Place a few on your altar for a bright and natural adornment. You can include them in creativity magic. You can use them as a sun symbol. You can leave dried orange peels by the bathroom sink. This adds an energizing effect, and it has a nice citrus scent that will help awaken the senses. Does anyone remember when, I don't know if they still make this, but when I was like a teen in the 2000s, and there was this, I think it was like Neutrogena or something, but they made this like lemon burst face wash to like wake you up in the mornings, and like that's kind of always what this reminds me of. You can use it in spells for prosperity. Oranges are perfect for abundance and spells of monetary success. You can blend dried orange into ritual incense. You can use them for summer or the solar holidays. You can use them for ritual cleansing. You can make jam or marmalade. And you can even use them as a natural jack-o'-lantern or a natural candle holder. All right, which is moving into some headlines. This comes to us from France24.com. The revival of the occult, French youth turned to tarot astrology during COVID-19. Now, we have heard of this in the Americas, but this is in France. So young people in France are increasingly turning to tarot astrology and other forms of esotericism, a trend that accelerated during COVID-19 pandemic, according to a recent poll. When French President Emmanuel Macron announced France's first lockdown on March 16, 2020, Théotime Sorgado, 22, left Paris for Brittany with a couple of his friends. He packed his computer, some clothes and books, a deck of tarot cards, and a book on tarot. Every day he studied a new card, using the tarot as a psychological tool rather than for divination. It draws out a person's subconscious, Sorgado told France 24 by phone. My generation are looking for ways to connect themselves and find symbols to understand what's going on inside of them. There's a real revival of the occult. With no idea of how long lockdown would last, and with his work as a freelance jewelry stylist and production manager on hold, he had plenty of time on his hands to explore the cards in depth. Nearly 70% of French youth between ages of 18 to 24 believe in the parasciences, which include astrology, numerology, palm reading, clairvoyance, and cartomancy, a trend that has been on the rise in the last 20 years. 4 out of 10 French people now believe in astrology, compared to 3 out of 10 Americans, an increase of 10 points since the year 2000. So interesting. We're really seeing this trend everywhere, and it's pretty cool. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, June 3rd. The moon continues to wade through the waters of Pisces. Here, the moon squares Mercury and Venus and trines Mars. That's a lot to deal with, but with the conjunction to Neptune added to this pileup, we're not able to see the energy coming our way. Mars is trying to push us into action, but with Mercury retrograde, it's probably best not to do anything rash, especially since Neptune has fogged up our glasses. Take your time today. Watch what you say. Think before you act. We don't want to spend our time stumbling about today creating messes for tomorrow. Your daily moon mantra is, a moment of patience in a moment of anger saves you a lifetime of regret. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
There are a lot of misconceptions about love magic. Many people think love and their mind gutters to romance and sex. Love is more than that. It is love for family, friends, lovers, self, and pets. It is about courage, healing, and confidence. From rituals, charms, recipes, affirmations, and tips, we offer over 100 ways you can bring love into your life. The power of love is alive. Diverse in practice and style, 100 Love Spells is a compendium of love magic brought to you from the various witches and authors of Witch Way magazine. Packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike, this book offers a bit of magic for all the world's love witches. With these easy-to-master spellcasting tips and tricks, you will learn how to attract love and spells for confidence, glamour, and passion, see your destiny with the power of divination, conjure love potions and edible magic for your heart's content, awaken lust and celebrate your sensuality, understand the ethics of love magic and free will. Whether you are looking for new love, strengthening an existing one, or healing yourself in the process, 100 Love Spells is for those looking to enhance their lives with the potent and powerful magic of love. All right, so we have a question. Let's see. We have a question from one of our listeners. Our listener says, hi, witches. I'm hoping to get some good ideas for Sabbath gifts for children. I've become a fairy auntie for a young girl that lost her mother, who was openly a witch. The family is openly pagan. I'm putting together a gift basket box for each Sabbath. Oh, I love this idea. I wish I knew how old the child was. But, I mean, children-friendly gifts, I think, can be things like crystals, divination. I think divination is really great for kids. Speaking of, friend of the podcast, Kiki Dombrowski, has the second edition of her book, A Curious Future, now available for pre-order on Amazon. The second edition is like twice the size of the first edition. So if you're into divination, check that out. But I do think divination is a very, great tool for kids. I just had a cold and coughs stick on me, so I apologize. I think divination is a great gift for kids because it's something tangible. It's something that gets their brain thinking critically. And I think it is also has a lot of excitement to it. And it also doesn't have that patience that maybe ritual or ceremony needs. So for children, I think anything divination or rocky is fun. So like crystals, and like fun ways of doing divination. I think that's always a win. I don't think children have a great patience for the actual spirituality or the intricacy of maybe ceremony and ritual. So this is a really fun way to give them that instant satisfaction of doing something. So maybe in each box you can have like one box has a pendulum, one box an oracle deck, one box can be dice, one box could be runes. Like, I think that could be really fun, right? So that's my idea. I hope that helps. All right, so we have a response. This comes to us from listener Katie from our Facebook group. Hi, witches. Bit of a witch fail in question here. I cleanse my apartment every new moon, along with putting up new protection charms and wards. It's a ritual I really enjoy and look forward to. I had the apartment to myself last night and was looking forward to a witchy evening with just me and our pet cat. Last night, however, I took my protections down a little early. I ordered some takeout for dinner, and after taking down my protections, my food came, so I figured I'd eat them to, I'd eat, then get to cleansing, and then putting protections and wards back up. As soon as the protections were gone, my cat went crazy. She's particularly sensitive to energy, but I didn't expect her to be that impacted. She usually only gets the zoomies after we feed her, but something was totally different last night. She tried climbing on top of me, sitting on my shoulder, which she never does. Needless to say, I need to be more mindful of making sure to not leave my protections down for too long. My partner and I always joke that she sees things because she's always staring up at the ceiling and meowing at things we can't see, but I never realized just how sensitive she was. With that being said, how do those of you with furry friends keep them magically safe? I always include her in my protection workings, but want to be more mindful of her when I'm taking them down or moving forward. Pictures of my cat's little, just because she's cute. She is cute. Okay, so one, I think this is a great example of what an actual familiar is. We've talked before about how people don't have the best understanding of what a familiar actually is. But I think this is a really great example. She, from what you said, she can see maybe spirits or energy, and you left your protections down. So she got anxious. She was trying to sit on you, trying to protect you, and was just kind of anxious. And I think that is a really great example of a familiar. Let's see. Yeah, as for keeping pets magically safe, I think one way, so my pet has a kennel, and I'll keep crystals on top of her kennel. I think that's a really nice way. You can even put up little wards around if she has like a space maybe she sleeps in or anything like that. But let's see some other other suggestions. Teresa says she prays to Bridget when her critters need healing or protection. Lindsay says Hecate is also a goddess of animals, wild and domestic. Let's see. And yeah, I mean, Rachel said, my pets have been particularly sensitive and clingy this Pisces new moon. I always notice a bit of a change in them with this moon, but this time it was even more pronounced. Extra snuggles to make them feel safe. A little bit of Reiki can help calm and comfort. Yeah, I think that's also a great one. There's this pet psychic whose book I read, and she has some great advice for like connecting with your pet psychically. I don't remember her name. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But she has a great book, which talks about, oh yeah, her name is Sonia Fitzpatrick. So she has a book, and she talks about connecting with your pet psychically, learning to communicate with them psychically. So that could also be a really fun way to check in with your pets, see how they're doing, communicate with them. Yeah, I hope that helps. I know it wasn't a lot of advice, but that's a really, really niche kind of thing. So I think maybe some crystals in their safe spaces. Work any deity you work with, asking them to protect, and then maybe doing some psychic communication with them could be really cool. All right, witches. So a little bit of magic today. We are sharing a recipe for magical hand sanitizer, perfect for the day, the age that we're living in. This comes to us from Witch Way Magazine, June 2021 issue, and writer S. Strange. So flu season is upon us, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. So we could all use a little extra help to stay safe. The use of hand sanitizer is now more common than ever. But instead of grabbing a sparkly little bottle from Bath & Body Works, consider creating your own magical hand sanitizer this season. And by that, I in no way mean to suggest using magic alone as a protection from germs. Instead, I always suggest using the mundane and enhancing it with magic. Combining your regular action with magic makes your magic stronger, since it has something to cling to for direction. I agree 100%. So that is exactly what I do with my hand sanitizer. Plus, it's super simple to do. So here is what you will need. Your plain hand sanitizer as your base, skin-safe fragrance oils or essential oils of your choice, small bottles, a pipette, and magical ingredients to add, like crystals and herbs. And remember, check that make sure your crystals are like non-toxic. People kind of forget that sometimes. So most of these things can be found online or at your local craft store. I generally use 2 ounce lotion bottles and fragrance oils for soap making. There is a huge variety, and a small 1 ounce tester bottle will go a long way, and it's generally not too expensive. I have 3 different scents going at any time, one in my purse, one in my car, and one at work. First thing you need to do is figure out how much fragrance to use. Essential oils and fragrance oils can cause irritation on the skin if they are used in high dosages. They can also do this if you are allergic, so I suggest testing your finished product on a small area before using it all over your hands. Most manufacturers will tell you a percentage of what is safe to use. Most of mine suggest 1 to 2%, which is where the pipettes come from. They are a great way to measure out the fragrance and add them to small bottles. Add your plain hand sanitizer to any magical ingredients you would like. You can use a wide array of items as long as they are skin safe and can stand being in the alcohol exclusion. I make individual batches so I can add a variety of fragrances, but you can also make one big batch and then fill them into smaller bottles if you wish. These personalized hand sanitizers would make great gifts as well. Once everything is combined, simply shake the bottle or stir your batch while imagining healing and protecting energy passing from you into your mixture. You could even add an incantation if you would like. If you are wanting to be extra fancy, you can give your creation as a gift, and you can add a little label made from a label printer or your home computer. All right. So, I do want to give some shout outs. First, Brianna Lippincott, Brianna, you noble, fair seer. I also want to give a shout out to listener Sherry. Sherry, you insidious, bombastic dragon. And then finally, Laura J. Laura, you rule-breaking, mystical sunflower. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. And we do have a card pull today. Our card today is the Broom from the Witch Daily Oracle. Let's see, I'm looking for it in our little book. The Broom is all about travel, adventure, and movement. Timing, your own pace. Yes or no, it is a yes. This was contributed by Angela Hartshorn. With the broom comes travel, freedom, and adventure. You have an amazing path laid out for you, and nothing can stop you. Where are you going? You're in control. If you have the broom, you never have to worry about being held back. Love reading. Meeting someone new or going on an adventure with a loved one may be what is needed. Career reading. It is time to move on. Health reading, you need a vacation. All right, wishes. That's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find the Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.